Welcome to this month's special guest interview.
This month, I'm very pleased to have Jason Scott as my special expert guest. Jason Scott has been actively involved in the fitness industry for over 20 years, having qualified as a personal trainer in the UK in 1989. He enjoyed a successful career managing hotel leisure clubs, working for an osteopath and as a martial arts instructor before starting his own personal training business, JLS Profit. In Europe, Jason worked alongside UK professional soccer players and European Tour golfers to help with their peak performance on the field. Jason is an expert power plate trainer. In fact, he is known as Mr. Power Plate. He developed an interest in power plate technology working in a clinical environment where he discovered firsthand the multiple benefits of the power plate as a medical device for healing and tissue regeneration, and as a modern form of exercise technology for improving athletic performance. Jason currently consults, trains, and provides seminars to groups and athletes on the effects and use of the Power Plate Trainer. Good morning, Jason, and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hey, Corey.
Hey, it's good to have you as a guest, and I was reading through your online blog and came across something that sort of stood out for me, Jason. You talked about the secret of life, and of course, that's something that I've been interested in my whole life. From what you have gathered in your life and from your perspective, what is the secret of life?
Corey, that's an interesting thing. I've always prided myself on enjoying what I do. I've always got a positive outlook, and to be happy is key importance. So whatever you're doing in your life, I always try and strive on that and, try and enjoy it as much as I can. But I also think as well, the people that are around us and my friends or clients in particular, I find that, we're very like-minded. And, some people as well that are very successful, I can learn from that. And that inspires me to be, keeping successful and, keeping learning as well.
You've got a long history of being an athlete. I know that you love sport and fitness, and you're in a field where you're surrounded by that consciousness. What is it about sport and fitness that attracts you to it?
The initial outset, is parents' influences. My grandparents were very sporty and active. My mum actually was an aerobics instructor, and my father was a soccer coach. And I would, on occasions after school, go with them and kind of kick around the football or watch my mum teach in class. And as it became apparent when I studied my leisure and recreation courses, it just suddenly seemed a great fit for me to coach sports and, help people with their fitness and health.
So what's your favorite sport?
I'm a huge soccer and golf fan.
Right on. That's a good combination. Both sports don't really involve a lot of brutality or violence, do they?
Not really, no. I mean, it's, a nice way to keep fit and active. To have a walk around a golf course for 4 hours is great fun too.
No doubt. Now, going back to the UK, of course, we have a connection as a Commonwealth country and the King of England and the whole history there. But how does personal training certification differ in the UK from, say, in Canada, or does it?
No, do you know what, Corey? It's very similar. We have organizations in the United Kingdom, the Register of Exercise Professionals and also Fitness Professionals. So two organizations that you can go to be educated, become fitness instructors or leadership training and also personal training qualifications. So I was actually a member of both those organizations, which very similar organizations to the Canadian or Vancouver's BCRPA and the CanFit Pro. So I think they're very similar.
So when you come over here, are your credentials recognized or is that even a concern?
They're recognized. There might be a few things. If I take a particular position with a company, I might just have to go and do a kind of conversion course. So yeah, it is recognized, which is great.
And what about if I, as a personal trainer, move to England? Would my credentials be recognized there?
Again, you take all your certification with you, and reps or fit professionals will kind of put you in a category suitable to what you've qualified for.
Very cool. Now, in your bio, you talk about a background in martial arts. I think that you were even an instructor and a teacher.
Yeah.
So what is it about the martial arts that you think can act as a lesson or give us some insight about real life? You know, people think that martial arts is about kicking and punching people, but it's a whole lot more than that, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, Corey. I mean, you know, we used to teach children from 3 years of age up to adults, and instances, you know, the families would train together, which was a great thing to see. You know, children really get a grip on their discipline, you know, how they treat their parents, how they treat their teachers, you know, how they treat their friends, you know, that mutual respect, they kind of learn that. And also the other thing I love about martial arts, it really gives them a focus just to help them kind of give them direction, knowing what's right and wrong, learning things like stranger danger and, you know, stranger awareness as well, and those self-defense skills. So you're right, you know, it's not about kicking and punching people. It's about learning those real key life skills that we love to teach the kids.
Do you think that we should try and avoid combat and violence unless it's absolutely necessary, like with other human beings?
Again, I think it's, you know, how you want to be treated is how you need to treat other people. You know, what comes around goes around. And I think kids nowadays are kind of, there's a few that are really understanding that, you know, they want to give good back to people and not have, you know, bad things happen to them.
Right on. I like to see the kids involved in martial arts. And I like those, like in Taekwondo, some of these teachers and masters, they're very strict and disciplined. They demand certain standards to be met. And it kind of carves out inside that little person a picture of real life. It sort of brings real life to their minds instead of just living in a bubble like everything's hunky-dory. Like there are predators out there and we need to be prepared. So isn't martial arts really about being ready just in case and also having a sense of confidence about yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with that. I mean, I trained some kids that, you know, are very shy, that suddenly really come out of their shell. And even their parents as well. You know, there's some parents that have self-esteem issues and confidence issues. And I think that's all part and part of learning that life skills. And it's very hard to teach that to people. You know, we can go to school and learn different subjects about geography and history and English and mathematics, but to give someone life skills is a very, very important subject for them to learn.
Now, I'm glad that I found you, Jason. You attended our conference, and that's where we first met, and I have yet to have a guest on talk about this vibrational platform technology, and who better than Mr. PowerPlate himself. So let's get into it. Let's talk about, first of all, what is a PowerPlate trainer, and how does this relate to fitness?
Yeah, well, PowerPlate is a very clever tool to use alongside, you know, your other fitness modalities, and it's all about acceleration training, Corey. And what happens is the power plate will vibrate and it will make reflexive actions for the muscles to relax and contract anywhere between 25 and 40 times a second. So, you know, the end result is the user is going to have a much better idea of how their muscles react to training. They get a huge increase in blood circulation. It really helps with toning and strengthening up the muscles and the bones. And, you know, people want to work on all different kinds of elements now in their fitness. And PowerPlate is one thing that you can work on, you know, gaining extra flexibility, helping with your core and your balance. And as well, as I said, you know, work on your strength. But then the greatest thing about the PowerPlate I like is the fact that you can have a nice relaxing massage afterwards. Really work out those aching muscles, getting a great lymphatic drainage as well.
Is there any data or evidence about individual fiber activation? You know, like how you've got fast and slow and intermediate twitch. Is there a predominant fiber type that's more active? Like if you're just standing there and you're getting this activation per second, this movement or activation of muscle contraction. Do you know of any data that points that out?
There's been a great amount of studies in the last 11 years. PowerPlate was founded back in 2000, and there's universities around the world. You know, on the website on powerplate.com, there's a huge amount of research articles made by medical professionals, which are independent studies, and they're looking at the responses on the human body with vibration training, which, you know, have been proved now. So a lot more people are looking at vibration training as an aspect of, you know, part of their fitness routines now.
So if I've got an injury, let's say I hurt my knee or I'm a runner and I've got some problems with my Achilles tendon, is there a format of treatment for that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a case of finding out where the root of the problem is. You know, and funny you say about knees, I had a little bit of a twinge in my knee, which related from the muscles from the IT band into the adductor, which was going right down into the insertion of my tibia. And I have to say, like using the power plate, I would stretch and massage, and it really loosened up the muscle, and my knee is now free of pain. So there's a combination of things that you can use the power plate for to help speed up injuries and recover quickly.
Now, I was on powerplate.com, and I noticed that they have an actual certification process. I mean, this thing must be really big, and then they must be pumping these things out. So maybe, why don't we talk about what that might involve, and also, can the personal trainer buy one of these things and actually use it in their business to generate revenue?
Yeah, they certainly can. So trainers that are looking at purchasing PowerPlate to train their clients, they can do online training. There's some amazing studies and tools that you can listen to presentations online, which give you the whole science behind PowerPlate training. And then you can also sign up to the courses that they do. Predominantly, there's a few in the United States. We're looking at doing them here in Vancouver as well, where we can get trainers certified. But there can be an initial training with an online presentation, which they can go through. And there's a little test and exam that they can complete at the end.
And if I walk into, say, Fitness Town, and you're there, and we start talking about the power plate, what are you going to talk to me about? You know, I'm a guy that wants to maybe get fit or do something at home. Is this something that I should buy in conjunction with the other apparatus or by itself? What's your approach?
Yeah, I find, because vibration training is a little bit new out here in North America, I find that the awareness, it's slowly getting there. And customers are coming in to see us to look at all different ways they can keep fit and feel good. And so they might come in and look at treadmills, ellipticals, and bikes. And, we always present the power plate to them because we like our customers to feel good. And it is a completely different experience on there. So if people try the power plate, we've got customers this week that have bought an elliptical or a spin bike that have also bought vibration technology. And it really does complement their workouts.
What kind of investment are we looking at, say, the difference between a commercial model for a gym or a personal trainer who's got a more of a commercial interest versus the home use vibrational plate?
Yeah, the commercial grades, you're looking at anywhere from sort of $5,000 up to $12,000. And the home models, which some small fitness studios might have, are ranging between $1,000 and $5,000.
And what would be the significant difference between the two?
The commercial models ideally going to have a lot of traction. There could be some different size and weights of people, and the power plate accommodates up to 500 pounds in weight. And people can do all kind of explosive power and dynamic exercise on those, even using extra added weight to their body. Whereas the home models are a little bit lighter, and you're probably looking at about an end user of about 300 pounds in weight using those in the home.
Yeah, that's very cool. Now, we've got the therapeutic effect. And now, what about the performance benefits to the athlete? Is there any data that has one group of athletes training and using vibration and the other group not, and then testing their performance as an outcome showing a difference?
Yeah, there's been a lot of tests and studies, again, with different groups of people. And again, one that I've just read recently was the effect of soccer players. And one, it was a study working with the power plate or doing conventional exercise or therapy. And with the soccer group, there was a conclusive evidence that one, that their injuries, they were free from injury. But secondly, their second half performance was actually improved. So they do these controlled group studies where people are just doing purely groups of exercise on the power plate. And there's a conventional study done with people just doing the traditional forms of exercises or therapy. And again, there is a little bit of difference between the groups using the power plate. It's not a huge amount, but there is a significant difference of improvement.
And what about anecdote, Jason? You must hear all kinds of stories and get all kinds of feedback. What are some of the best stories you've heard?
One particular that stands out was a gentleman in Maple Ridge who was needing a knee reconstruction. And he actually was told by his surgeon to come to Fitness Town to buy a power plate. So his rehabilitation would really get him stronger and his muscles stronger around his legs and his knee. So he had the operation February, or was going to have it in February 2011, and he bought the machine in December 2010. And he actually started using the power plate before his operation, and in the January 2011, he had an appointment to see his surgeon, and his surgeon said that his knee was so good, they actually postponed his operation. So that's one element. And I've trained in the UK. I had a couple of guys that were paralyzed, and it was incredible to notice the difference where, you know, they were told they couldn't walk again, they're in wheelchairs, but how the power plate really on a neuromuscular side and, you know, the psychological side really made a difference to them, to which one of them actually walked the London Marathon. It took him 15 days, I think, but he actually walked the London Marathon and was, but was told he'd never be able to walk again. So that was something that really helped him as well.
Yeah, so this thing is helping people, and there's science behind it, and there's a movement to help people get trained on it. So those are all really good signs.
No, absolutely. It's very, very positive right now.
Now, let's talk about some of the benefits. First thing that comes to mind would be weight loss or reducing belly fat. Is there an application for that?
Yeah, there is. We've had, again, a number of studies with, you know, three different groups of people, one on the power plate, one doing conventional exercise, and also with diet analysis as well. And again, those studies showed a huge amount of weight loss and a decrease in abdominal fat, which again is encouraging because you kind of look at the machine and you think all you do is stand on it, which is a very big misconception. So you have to apply yourself to the machine in a way to make, one, your heart rate will come up very quickly. So it's all about how dynamic you are on the machine and also the exercises and types that you're doing to achieve that goal.
Yeah, I was watching you do a demo on Urban Rush, and I think it was Mike that was doing squats when the device was on. And he had good form, by the way, and I was watching him squat, and he was saying that it was more difficult just doing a standing squat. Of course, you have to balance yourself, I guess. That's part of the value, too, the stability value?
Yeah, it is. I mean, when we stand on the floor and we do exercises, you know, we have to create an extra weight on our body, which a lot of people don't want to add more mass or load to their body if they've got sore joints or if they're feeling pain anywhere. So to stand on a power plate with it vibrating, you're really having to use all those sensory muscles, and it really does make a big difference to all those muscles firing up even more. So for example, if I was doing a squat on the power plate for 30 seconds, it would probably be like me on the floor for about 2 minutes. There's a big equivalent in the time factor that you're on there that makes you work so much harder.
Wow. So now what about the silent epidemic of osteoporosis? That's got to affect millions of people, especially women out there postmenopausal. I could see a strong application for this for them.
Yeah, it's a huge evidence, you know, study again. And when we look at trying to delay the onset of aging, you know, we're all coming on to us now. You know, every year seems to be going by quicker and quicker. And, you know, with power plate training, there is a huge element on bone mineral density. And it was really studied back in probably the 1960s with the Russian cosmonauts going up into space. They'd be up into space for like 20, 30 days. They'd come back down and they'd notice that their bone mineral density is reduced and their muscle mass is reduced. So they started using vibration training to keep that bone density level the same, or if not more improved. And again, with power plate, there was a significant difference with the way the power plate oscillates in terms of the control groups that they had. The conventional training had kind of similar levels of bone mineral density. It didn't increase, but it didn't go down. But with the power plate, there was an increase of 1.5%. So that's an, you know, a huge benefit for people as we get older in that third generation.
No doubt. Now, Fitness Town distributes these. Are they the exclusive and only source of the power plate in this region of the world?
Yeah, Fitness Town in Western Canada, so in British Columbia and Alberta, we're the authorized dealers in power plate.
And that's where we can find you. I met you there, actually. Now, Fitness Town also was an exhibitor at our conference, and I'd like to give them a bit of a plug. How does Fitness Town stand out among some of the other fitness centers or supply resources?
I think Fitness Town is one of the great local fitness retail outlets in Vancouver. And, you know, we pride ourselves on employing great guys and girls that are very knowledgeable in fitness. And, you know, a lot of them are personal trainers, kinesiologists, body biomechanics specialists. And, you know, to have these guys working with us, you know, shoulder to shoulder is a great reward for the customers because they're really going to get the equipment that they need for them. So some people might come in the store and think they want something, but by the time we've discussed with them, they probably need something completely different with us.
What kind of experience is the customer going to have when they walk in? Are they going to feel pressured to buy?
You know what? There is, you know, always a huge thing about going to buy. You know, we have this intimidation that, you know, all we're going to get is sold. We tend to work up a bit of a rapport with our customers. You know, we're kind of asking what it is they want and what they're thinking of or what their goals they want to achieve. And we'll just show them, you know, what, you know, could be the best result for them to have as equipment. And by all means, it's up to them. So, yeah, it's a great atmosphere in our stores and there is no pressure at all. But ideally, you know, we want to give them the best service, and also the aftercare as well is a big thing with us as well.
Yeah, it sounds great. And of course, the website is fitnesstown.ca. What about yourself, Jason? What is your website or blog spot address?
Personal training website is www.jlsprofit.co.uk. And that kind of gives everybody an idea of my history, my background, my services and my skills. And there's also testimonials on there from previous clients or current clients, and also a little bit of info about PowerPlate as well and what I've done with PowerPlate. And my blog, similar to my website, so jlsprofit.blogspot.com, just kind of gives everybody an idea of the training that I do, any fitness and health sort of topics that are current at the moment. So, yeah, it just kind of keeps people in the loop, and it's nice to have those followers all around the world as well.
You know, when I was reading your website address, I didn't see the Pro-Fit. I just saw Profit. JLS
so
Profit.
My initials JLS, Jason Lee Scott.
Yeah, so JLS Profit. And I'm thinking, you know, if anyone comes to you, as I did myself, they are going to profit by meeting you. It's going to be a profitable experience because you do have the integrity and the knowledge. And I think that is a rare commodity, Jason, which is why I was attracted to you as a human being.
Yeah, no, thank you. And I agree, you know, and the same goes for you, Corey. I think, you know, we've all got, you know, people in our lives that we kind of aspire to or look up to and learn from. And I think that's one thing I love to give to people is just my knowledge to help them achieve a healthier lifestyle.
Now, I got one final question. What about this phenomena of people buying stuff for home and not using it? You know, like there's billions of dollars spent by people who have the intention of getting fit at home, and they buy the stuff and they bring it home, and then it just becomes an expensive clothing rack. What's all that about?
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of it is motivation, and that's why a lot of people in the home have personal trainers, because they need to have that appointment. They need to have, you know, a realistic goal that they can achieve. So, you know, for anyone that does do that with their equipment, you know, dust it down, get some help, find a local personal trainer, and that extra kick by having someone there to motivate you, that's what us trainers are there for that knowledge and that extra motivation.
And are there people here in Vancouver that are certified in PowerPlate training besides yourself that people can hire, or can they get to you to find out?
Yeah, there are a few PowerPlate trainers here. You know, I've met a couple of them at some of the local Richmond Olympic Oval and a few other little studios that are doing the same sort of thing, you know, personal training and have a PowerPlate. So, you know, it's slowly getting more aware now. Lots more people are looking at that aspect of training on a PowerPlate, and more trainers and personal trainers are looking at getting educated on the PowerPlate.
So if anybody wants information about the PowerPlate, best for them to get a hold of you, to come down for a demo, ask you questions. Would that be okay for them to do?
Absolutely, yeah. Just contact me at Fitness Town and we'll be sure to help everybody out.
That's fantastic. Well, my friend, that was excellent. I think that we have now an SNU that can help people out there about power plate technology, about how it works. And of course, they can get to the website for more details or phone you and get some questions answered. That's fantastic, Jason. I really appreciate the time that you've spent. When it comes to these days of uncertainty economically, it seems like there's a lot of corruption and stuff on the news. What is the best thing people can do today to get through it?
I think, you know, you have to have that positive outlook. And no matter what you're doing, if you're sat in the armchair looking at the news and it can be depressing, change your state. Your mind state is a huge, huge thing. So we've got a lot of people that might feel absolutely defeated, kind of sitting back and listening to all this bad news. But you know what? Let's get up out of the armchairs, go for a walk. You know, let's get competitive with ourselves. You know, let's become that challenging competitor. Really change your life. And that's what I love about life is that, you know, our emotions, we can change in 1 second. So if you're feeling down, then just put a smile on your face and get out there and meet the world.
Jason Scott has been our special expert guest in this edition of SNU. He's a certified trainer. He's an expert on power plate technology. In fact, he is Mr. Power Plate. Jason, we thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Corey.
We hope you've enjoyed the topics discussed and our special guest interview on this edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU is produced monthly and is distributed internationally by the Corey Hawley Institute. To learn how you can subscribe to this unique and motivational audio program, please visit CoreyHawley.com or call us toll-free in the U.S. and Canada at 1-866-433-1595. That's 1-866-433-1595. This is Scott Barrett, wishing you the very best of health and fitness for life.
Represent his lifestyle. New way of life. Listen. It's SNU. Sing along, it's true. Yo, coming through straight. Malik with Sports Nutrition Update. Prolong your life. Live long, stay strong, for it won't be long till your time is gone. So I sing this song to pass on wisdom. Hit us up at CoreyHawley.com. Love your life, live right, things will be alright. Knowledge is key, just follow our lead. You'll see ya changing heart and health, which leads to wealth and higher self-esteem. Follow your dreams and see. Follow your dreams and see.